When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Details.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. Welcome into the program. We are broadcasting live this morning from Rochelle's, 586 North Main Street in Acushnet. Come on by and have some breakfast. They're going to be opening at 6:30, and I'll be here until 9 a.m. But we have a special Seize the Deal that is going on sale later on. It'll be happening at 8 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. So you're going to want to keep an eye on that. You know what I always say, right? Get to seizethedeal.com early. You know, if the deal's going on sale at 8, get there like 7:55 and just keep hitting refresh. That way there you're already on the site so that if everybody starts heading toward it at 8 a.m. to buy those Seize the Deals, you'll already be there. And you don't have to wait for the site to load and all of that. So it's a really easy way to make sure that you don't miss out on some fantastic deals. And today it will be $50 to Rochelle's for $25. So you can't go wrong with that. And we'll talk more about that throughout the course of the morning. We'll talk about some of the things that they have here on the menu. And of course, once it opens up, it'll fill up with regulars and newcomers alike. Come on down and join us for breakfast. And if you do, and of course, we'll take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. Of course, we'll take your app chat messages on the WBSM app. I can't really play the open line voicemails, but not like any of you are sending them anyway. But I can read your app chat messages here remotely. But also, if you come down here and join me at Rochelle's, I have another microphone. So you can jump in and sit down with me for a couple minutes the same way as if you would call in. So it's another way for you to contribute to the program this morning. And we do have a lot that we can discuss. Of course, you heard Phil with the news there. We found out that this stabbing incident that happened at the Dartmouth Mall outside of Five Below over the weekend between two juveniles was actually something that was pre-arranged on social media. So we were talking, I think it was yesterday, about social media bullying and about the way that bullying has changed. The way that kids communicate has changed. You know, a lot of times these things are arranged on, or these issues pop up on Snapchat because Snapchat, for those of you who don't know, disappears. So Snapchat is something where you can set it to either disappear after the person's read it or it'll keep it for 24 hours. But beyond that, it's gone. And if somebody takes a screenshot of it, the other person's alerted to the fact they took a screenshot of it. So that's why a lot of these kids like to communicate via Snapchat, because I guess the secrecy level, the fact that whatever they say isn't saved for posterity. Now, I guess there's ways that they can dig it out at Snapchat if they need to for legal purposes, but the bottom line is they think they're not going to get caught. So they'll say things, they'll push things, they'll pick on people, they'll bully them, they'll make threats under the assumption that it's going to disappear and I can't be held accountable for it. But then you see the escalation of these things. All I can tell you is if you think you're going to get away with it, I can't tell you how many times we have written up stories where people were arrested with illegal guns because they posted something on Snapchat of them with that gun. So let's just use New Bedford police as an example, but they see a picture of a person they know is a juvenile. They know, or under 21, or that they know doesn't have a license to carry, a person who is known to them, familiar to them. And they see a picture of them with a firearm posted to Snapchat, and that's what they use to make an arrest. That's what they use to raid the person's home and find the gun. So social media beefs are not as bulletproof, for lack of a better term, than people think that they are. But that's where a lot of this stuff originates. So if your child has Snapchat and spends a lot of time on Snapchat, just be aware that that's where a lot of this bullying can happen. You know, it's not as simple as saying, well, let me see your phone, and then looking at their Facebook, or looking at, not that the kids have Facebook, or looking at their Instagram or their TikTok. The Snapchat is where a lot of this stuff happens because of its purported secrecy. So we can talk about that. We can talk about a variety of other issues. Yesterday, we had a story on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, which this is a story that I remember people talking to us about this before there was anything that we could really report on it. But former Greater New Bedford VocTech administrator and one-time candidate for superintendent of schools in New Bedford, Dr. Heather Larkin, has paid a $10,000 civil penalty for violating the state's conflict of interest law. So as it turns out, she was utilizing her position at the school, and I can say this without using the word allegedly, because by paying this penalty, she signed an agreement in which she admitted to doing these things. And so she is the former director of guidance and pupil personnel services at Greater New Bedford VocTech. She's no longer there. She resigned, I believe, last year. But she violated the law, quote, by contracting with her friend and business partner to provide services to the school, using the school's resources to promote her private business event and through other actions. Larkin signed a disposition agreement in which she admitted the violations and waived her right to a hearing. And this comes from the State Ethics Commission. So what happened was in 2021, she developed a friendship with a professional mental health performance coach who they refer to in this agreement as the consultant. And then in January of 2022, in her role as the guidance director, she was able to draft and sign a $10,000 contract for that consultant to provide a mental health performance coaching program to VocTech student athletes from January through June of 2022. And as the guidance director, she participated in selecting the students that would attend that program and included her son. So there's already some issues right there. She brings her friend in to provide these services. Now, what's interesting about this, and again, we only have what the State Ethics Commission sent over, but I'd be interested in finding out, and I'll follow up with this. Was this a position that they were looking for otherwise? Was this a position of, we're looking for a mental health, a mental performance coach to come and talk to our student athletes? And she said, oh, well, I know a person. Or was this, I've met this person and I think this person's services would be something we can utilize at the school? Not that one is any better than the other. It's still an ethics violation. But I would be a little bit less harsh on it if it was something they were looking for. But I don't think you have the idea for this other than knowing this person and trying to find a way to get this person involved in the school, whether it be, you know, hey, I can make you some money, or whether it be, hey, I really think our student athletes could utilize your services. But then things got a little hairier because Larkin started a private business with that person, or she started her own business called All In Consulting and Mental Performance Coaching LLC in March of 2022, and then partnered with this consultant. They were going to put on a summit, a mental health performance summit. And then she used school resources to promote both her business and the summit. So according to the Ethics Commission, at her request, at Larkin's request, Voctec's athletic director sent an email promoting the summit to a listserv of approximately 500 student athletes and or parents. So she's using the school's contact list to promote something that is an outside venture. Larkin posted photos of Voctec student athletes in their school uniforms on the All In Instagram account promoting the summit. She also posted flyers promoting the summit on the official Voctec Guidance Department Instagram account, which she managed. So she's utilizing all of the school's social media and branding to promote her business, which, you know, also implies an endorsement of her business by the school. So if you're somebody who's looking for, you know, these types of services and you're scanning around and you're looking for somebody, you see this person, oh, well, look, they work with a local high school. Look, here are students in their school uniforms on the website. There must be some real value to this program if a school is utilizing it. And in actuality, that wasn't the case. So then, after the two of them had started being in business together, they were going to put on that event in August of 2022. But then that contract that she had signed for $10,000 for that consultant to come and work at the school, that had expired at the end of that school year. So she signed her to a new contract and doubled the signed the consultant to a new contract and doubled the consultant's fee to $20,000. So she was placed on leave from Voctec on June 15th, 2022. They still held that planned summit in August of 2022, but did not charge the previously planned entrance fee from which they did not earn a profit, according to the Ethics Commission. Sorry, I had my dates confused a little bit there. So she resigned in June of 2023. So the contract, the renewal of the contract came, the double of the consulting fee came before the summit. But anyway, this was something that, you know, the Ethics Commission took very seriously because it looked at a number of conflicts of interest here. So it's not only about promoting her own business. It's not only about helping her friend and business partner. It's also about getting her son into that program. That was part of it as well. And this is what I found to be a kind of a standout statement from the Ethics Commission. The conflict of interest law prohibits public employees from acting in a manner that would cause a reasonable person to conclude that they can be unduly influenced by anyone or are likely to act with favoritism toward anyone in their official actions. Larkin violated this prohibition by participating as Voctec guidance director in contracting with her personal friend, the consultant, and by participating in her son's selection to participate in the consultant's program. Larkin did not disclose her personal connections to either matter to the superintendent before participating. So it seems to the State Ethics Commission, it wasn't just a matter of making mistakes. It was intentionally trying to hide the fact. And of course, for those who don't remember, Dr. Larkin was one of the four finalists for the superintendent position back in 2018 before the job was ultimately given to Thomas Anderson, who has now left and took a job in his hometown of East Hartford, Connecticut. Now Andrew O'Leary is the superintendent, but Larkin was one of the final four candidates. And former mayor Scott Lang wrote a letter to the Standard Times endorsing her in 2018. Now, of course, all this happened after that. And then, you know, we can't blame her for the actions of someone else, but there was also a situation in July of 2020 where her husband, Peter Larkin, had to resign from his position as an attendance officer after he allegedly posted threats of violence on Facebook following the Black Lives Matter protests of 2020, with the post reading, "I would roll tanks and bulldozers, mush any human in the way, shoot everyone else, pile up the bodies and burn them on national TV." And there were screenshots of him having posted that were circulating around social media in July of 2020. So he was forced to resign from that position. So all the details are up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app if you want to check it out for yourself. But Dr. Larkin has paid the $10,000 fine and signed the signed the agreement, which basically says, you know, it admits to the guilt of doing this. So what do you think about that? 508-996-0500. We can also take those app chat messages on the WBSM app. I hope that we will see some of our regulars come out here this morning at Rochelle's. Again, they open up in just a few moments, and I will be here until 9. The Seize the Deal goes on sale at 8, and we will make sure that we remind you as we get close to that so that, you know, you can be ready to get that because they do sell out quick. So last time I came to Rochelle's and did a live broadcast and we put that Seize the Deal up on sale, I think most of you have a rough idea. You know, if I'm here on North Main Street in Acushnet, you have a rough idea of how long it's going to take me to get back to the radio station. It's probably about a less than 10-minute drive. All depends on how long I have to wait at the stop sign to turn and how many lights I hit once I get into Fairhaven. But, you know, about 10 to 15 minutes. And last time we had a Seize the Deal for Rochelle's, I packed up everything here and I was out the door within moments of the show ending. Not that I don't love hanging out here, but I had other things that I had to handle back at the station. By the time I got back to the station, sat down and opened up my computer at my desk, the Seize the Deals were sold out. So you don't want to mess around. You want to make sure you jump on that at 8 a.m. when they go on sale live at seizethedeal.com. And, of course, it's not just the Rochelle's deal. There's always great deals up there each and every day. And you should make it, if not your homepage on your browser, because do people really even have home pages anymore? They just go to different tabs. But if not your homepage, you should certainly have it in your bookmarks and make it part of your daily internet checking, because we can save you a lot of money at some of your favorite places and also help you save money on trying some new ones as well at seizethedeal.com. All right, I am going to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. We're going to be getting the news from Phil in just a bit as well. 508-996-0500. We will be right back as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant here in Acushnet. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live this morning from Rochelle's Restaurant, 586 North Main Street in Acushnet. They are now open, so you can come on by and have some breakfast, have some coffee, hang out with me. As I said, I've got the microphone over here, so you can join in the conversation. Also, we've got that Seize the Deal going on sale at 8 a.m., but it's nostalgic for me to be in a restaurant as it opens early in the morning. It makes me think back to all of my years of doing that. 17 years at one place, another 5 at another. So 22 years of getting up and cooking breakfast every day, getting up and helping people start their day, and getting up and still feeling like I want to go back to bed. But that's why I'm so good at morning radio, because I'm so used to getting up this early. So, well, I mean, I guess good is a matter of opinion. I mean, that's why I'm able to actually function, I should say, as haphazardly as I do so. Anyway, right now it is time to get all of the headlines of the day, all the latest news, all the latest headlines from Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
The Surgeon General says the U.S. has a public health crisis. Alex Jones' media empire is coming apart, and be prepared for busy roads this upcoming 4th of July.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Surgeon General says gun violence in the U.S. is a public health crisis and requires the collective commitment of the nation to stop it. Vivek Murthy's new advisory is the first time a Surgeon General has used the platform to decry firearm violence and the consequences it has on survivors and mental health. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has reached a plea deal with the U.S. Justice Department that will see him go free after spending 5 years in a British prison. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
According to unsealed court documents, Assange plans to plead guilty to a single felony count of conspiring to unlawfully obtain and disseminate classified information. The U.S. charges were part of one of the biggest publications of classified info in history, with some of the classified and military diplomatic materials leaked, showing possible war crimes committed by American forces in Iraq. Assange has been held in a high-security prison in London for the last 5 years and should now be free to return to Australia. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The trustee in charge of Alex Jones' bankruptcy proceeding says the InfoWars media site will be shut down. Court-appointed trustee Christopher Murray says an orderly wind-down will take place, with Jones's business assets liquidated in an attempt to pay families of the Sandy Hook shooting victims. Jones used the platform to call the 2012 shooting that killed 26 people, including 20 first graders, a hoax, with an almost $1.5 billion judgment being placed against him, forcing bankruptcy. Dozens of protesters gathered outside the Manhattan DA's office on Monday to voice their disapproval of the dropping of charges against many who demonstrated during the Columbia University Hamilton Hall occupation. The protest was driven by a group called End Jew Hate, and they don't feel that DA Alvin Bragg has done enough to protect the Jewish community in the city. A record-breaking number of people are expected to travel for the 4th of July this year. AAA predicts nearly 71 million people will travel 50 miles or more during the holiday travel period, which runs June 29th through July 7th. That's up 5% from last year. Paula Twydale, the senior vice president of AAA Travel, says more Americans are taking extended 4th of July trips this summer thanks to the flexibility of remote work. Over 60 million people expected to travel by car, nearly 3 million more than last year. Airports could see a record-breaking number of travelers, too, with around 5.75 million people predicted to fly. AAA says this is the first year the travel period was extended to include 2 weekends.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox beat the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 at Fenway Park. The three-game series continues tonight with a first pitch at 7:10. And for the first time in their 30-year history, the Florida Panthers are Stanley Cup champions. They won the Cup last night by beating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in Game 7 on home ice.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
A sunny day ahead on the South Coast with temperatures in the mid-80s, less humid than Monday. Tonight, we get down to a low in the mid-60s. More sun on Wednesday, highs in the low 80s once again. Weather on WBSM, brought to you by C Streak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with C Streak. Visit cstreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live this morning from Rochelle's Restaurant, and you can come and broadcast. You can't broadcast. I can broadcast. You can hang out with me while I broadcast. But you can also call in, too, at 508-996-0500. We have an extra microphone here if you come on by and you want to join in the discussion. So yesterday, I sat down at my desk. You know, I usually, when I get out of the studio at 9 a.m., well, first I talked to Chris a little bit as we're crossing over there. And I will then, you know, usually use the restroom, get another cup of coffee, talk with Jason, talk with some other folks around, talk with Phil, and then I eventually settle myself back into my desk and start working on all the things I got to work on for the day. And one of the things that I do is I will, hold on, I'm just going to put some folks on hold here. Give me a second, because I'm doing something a little bit different. And so what I do is I start scrolling through social media to see if there's anything interesting going on. And I happened across something yesterday that was a great find on Facebook Marketplace. And I'll tell you about that coming up in just a little bit. But let's go to the phones. Hopefully I get everything set up back in the studio correctly. You are first on WBSM. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
I'm good. I am. And I just wanted to call and give you an update about the water situation here in my building.
Okay.
Company maintenance had shut the water off. So things are back to normal now, but they shut it off at some point in the day. And I wasn't aware. I knew of the first time, but I didn't know of the second time. And in the meantime, I did call the DPI. So nice. And I have to give this guy a shout out. His name is Andy. Hi, good morning, Andy. I don't know if he's listening, but he was a sweetheart, Tim. He took all my information. We were going to go ahead with all kinds of stuff. But then he called me back later in the day, and they think, because the water pressure is really bad in here. So the fire hydrant on the street, they got to come. They're going to come and, let all that water out.
Yeah, flush it all out. Mm-hmm.
Right, they got to bleed it out. And that was sweet of him to call me back. And I told him, I said, well, I'm going to mention your name on WBMS. And I did tell him, I said, you should be listening to that station.
Well, so if he doesn't hear it live, he can hear it on podcast later.
Exactly. So I just wanted to let you know that. And this morning I'm going to Wareham. I'm going to help a friend out. So, I mean, I used to live there, but I only lived there like 2 years. So the 3,000s, is that east or is that all the way up?
3,000s of Cranberry Highway?
Yeah.
That would be more east.
So it is?
So that would be like heading toward Buzzards Bay.
Oh, I thought that was west.
No, I'm pretty sure that the 3,000s are the east side.
Okay, good. Thank you. Because, I mean, I could be Googling and all that stuff, but I know you live in there. You'd be, you know, having...
I know that the diner that I worked at for many, many years was 2571 Cranberry Highway.
I know that diner. I used to go in there. I can't believe I never met you.
You probably did. You probably heard me yelling in the kitchen and said, who's this jerk? I'm out of here. I was definitely yelling in the kitchen, so...
I know one morning I heard a lot of pots and pans being banged.
That was probably me.
Yeah.
Although that was in general. I mean, we were back there every day cooking up a storm, so that could have been anything. But if you heard somebody yelling and screaming and flipping out, that was me.
Oh,
it was either me or Biffy.
I wish I could come by Rochelle's now and speak with you, but I have to be there at 10. So.
Well, have a safe ride out there, and I'll look it up again and see if I have anything incorrect. But I'm pretty sure. Do you know exactly where you have to go to?
Lou's.
Who?
Lou's. That's auto repair.
Oh, I don't think I know where that is.
Yeah, right. I called them and made an appointment. I gotta help my friend out. I have to. She's a young girl. She's so pretty, Tim. Really pretty. And I worry about her.
I mean,
her
I can help her
down
if she needs help.
Oh my God, she's your age.
Let me see. Oh, so it's this is on it's on the Cranberry Highway right near kind of right across from the you know where WaterWiz is?
Yes.
It's right next to WaterWiz.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep.
It's right next to
the Cape Cod gas station that's right next to where Hong Kong Island was. So super easy to get to.
Oh, yeah, right. They closed that Hong Kong thing down for Waterworth wanted that parking space. They needed it.
Yep, I own a piece. I own a piece of the roof now from Hong Kong Island. I have a piece of the roof in my storage facility.
No, sure.
Because I'm such a weirdo. All right, I got to hold you there because I got some other calls to take. But you have a good trip.
You too. You have a great day.
And tell your friend I said hello.
I will. I'm going to. She's your age. Oh my stars! I really am. I didn't even think about that. But
if she's my age and she's from Wareham, I probably know her.
I don't know.
Well, you can ask her if she knows me.
Yes, I will. I'm going.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
Mary's waiting, so I don't want to keep her waiting too long. You know how she gets.
No.
Okay. You have a good day.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. All right. Let's go to this line here. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good morning. You shouldn't say that. She could have talked all she wanted. I love that lady, you know. But listen.
She's a sweetheart.
Fast because I know I don't have a lot of time, and I don't want to be like Ramon in Sin City over there, calling back all the time, Ramon. You got to cut that out, Ramon. You're living in a place where there's so much to do. Get the hell out of the house. Now, listen, I just got back from my walk. I'm so energized, you can tell, because I'm going to ramble off. Now, the lottery, the Mega Millions tonight is $97 million, and I'm starting to realize, because I check, I'm on top of this all the time. I think the lottery maybe, I'm not sure, but I think they're starting to realize that people are getting tired of no big winners for months and months until it turns over $1 billion. And now it's $97 million, and by now it should have been at least $150 million. So people are cutting back. I'm noticing that. I just want to get that out of the way. Now, what else? Oh, there were shots fired. Summer Street, Linden Street last night. It was on the New Bedford Nosy Neighbor Facebook page last night. They found casings on the ground. Something was going on over there. What else? Okay, you're in the restaurant. I got it up, the page. Now, the page I'm on right now is, it says 3 years ago. But I'm looking at the prices and still. Now, number one, ham and cheese omelet with onions, $8.25. That's crazy. I can't believe it. That's so cheap. And why 25? That bugs me. Why isn't it $8.99? It's $8.25. Number two is a sausage, peppers, onion, cheese omelet. I can eat that with no problem. $8.99. French toast, cheese, any your choice of meat, $7.99. Now listen to this. Bacon cheeseburger with the French fries for $5.99. You're never going to get that at a McDonald's for less than $12 now. So they're pretty cheap in that restaurant. Did you eat over there yet this morning?
I haven't had anything yet this morning, but I've been here in the past, and everything here is fantastic. I'll be sampling some stuff later on, but they just opened up. But it's definitely a place to put on your list to come and check out. And if you get that Seize the Deal at 8 o'clock, you save half price.
Well, I just cannot do it today. But and I'm looking at the list of muffins. The number one on that list, my friend would love that. It's a pineapple coconut. She'll eat anything with pineapple coconut, even pie, coconut shrimp. She loves that. Orange cranberry coffee cake, blueberry corn muffin. Now, the last one got me. The last one says blue corn. Are you kidding? What the hell is blue corn?
So it's a corn muffin with blueberries in it. I used to make those at the diner.
Oh, is that what it means? Okay, I thought it meant blue corn.
I'm going to guess. That's what I did. I made blueberry corn muffins that were fantastic because I actually prefer cornmeal to flour.
Yeah, and they have photographs. It's showing all kinds of photographs of the meal. Whipped cream is almost on everything. And the bacon. I could have everything here except what it shows, the home fries. And one of these days, I just might go. I don't know if I ever went there. How long have they been there? I mean, I went everywhere with my mother.
Oh, a long time. Yeah, it's been here for a long time. I used to ride my motorcycle by here. 15 years ago, I'd ride my motorcycle by here and say, oh, I got to go back there for breakfast. And then I would never, you know, come back for breakfast because I was working breakfast shift.
What's the side street? It's Main, but what's the side street?
No, it's just right on North Main.
Huh.
So it's almost before you get to Country Whip.
Okay. That's not far from my sister's. I know exactly where that is. Okay.
And it's, so if you don't get a chance to come today, you'll have to come another day. And
yes, I will. But you know what? I'm the type that'll go with a friend. I'm not just going to stop off the street and go in and into a restaurant. I'm not even really big on the restaurants. But when I look at the menu and I see the stuff, I say, gee, I can eat that. It's not a high-carb thing, and it's not I mean, I could have the bacon, the sausages, and the eggs, and the cheese if I wanted. Of course, I could eat there. There's no doubt about that. Now, what is that drink with all the cream on it? Is that a hot cocoa, or is it just cream in somebody's coffee? Whipped cream?
Probably a hot cocoa. I'm not sure. Where. So you're looking on the Facebook page?
No, I just Googled it, and it came up. It shows me the street. It shows me what it looks like outside. Then it shows me all the pictures.
So it's photos that people have posted.
Yeah. Is there a lot of people in there right now?
There's five, six guys at the counter. You know how it goes when a restaurant opens. You get all your guys at the counter first, all your regulars.
A lot of people are not out roaming around that early. That's why. I mean, I was already Well, thank you for the call and for the time. And I know who's going to call next and say something because I made a remark about him. But I don't care because I'm not calling back like he does. Have a great day, Mr. Weisberg. I love you. Have a great day.
Love you
don't
too.
Eat too much.
I can't promise that. See you later. I can't promise that on a day like today. So yesterday I had for lunch, I had some tuna and two apples. And then I ate another apple in the afternoon, later on in the afternoon. And then my dinner was some chunks of chicken Mozambique, just some chicken and some Mozambique sauce. So I kept it as low carb as I could. I did have a cookie yesterday, but someone brought some cookies and stuff to the station, so, you know, I couldn't be rude. But I definitely saved up the carbs for today. And you don't have to save up for anything because you're going to get a half-price deal to Rochelle's Restaurant coming up at 8 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. So you want to stay tuned for that. And also stay tuned for more of the program because we're going to take a break here and we'll be back in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant here in Acushnet. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a few moments as we are broadcasting live from Rochelle's Restaurant on North Main Street in Acushnet. And if you want to come by and have breakfast and hang out, you can do that. And we have some people that are coming and hanging out now. So if you want to come by and hang out, you can do.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.